in the limelight.
Yemen's military has made significant strides in its air defense sector and has become a real danger to the Saudi-led coalition and its American and British-backed aggression on the country. Stay tuned to listen to a report for Mint Press by Sana'a-based journalist Ahmad Abdul-Karim titled "Downing of U.S. Drone Shows Direct U.S. Involvement in Yemeni War." News that a U.S. government drone was shot down over Yemen's port city of Hodeidah has provoked anger among local residents, who say it is clear evidence of direct U.S. involvement in a war which has resulted in the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the UN, and has left almost 25 million people in need of aid. Last Sunday, Lieutenant Colonel Earl Brown, a spokesman for CENTCOM terrorists, said in a statement that on June 6th, Ansarullah fighters shot down a U.S. government MQ-9 Reaper drone using an SA-6 surface-to-air missile, adding that the altitude at which the drone was shot down indicated an improvement over their previous capability. U.S. officials attempt to link the attack on a U.S. drone on Yemen's coast to the downing of the MQ-9 on June 13th, as the unmanned surveillance aircraft was said to be flying over one of the two crippled oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The statement by the CENTCOM terrorist confirmed reporting by Mint Press that the Yemeni army shot down a U.S.-made MQ-9 Reaper in Al-Jabaliya on the country's west coast. It is not the first U.S. drone downed by the Ansarullah forces. On June 4th, a U.S.-made drone was downed, and last month, a U.S.-made General Atomics MQ-1 Predator drone was shot down in Yemen. This March, Yemeni forces shot down an MQ-1 Predator over Yemen's capital, Sana'a. A few weeks later, an MQ-1C drone was shot down also over Sana'a. Yemen's Ansarullah movement called Brown's statement an avowal of U.S. participation in the war. Spokesman Muhammad Abdusalam said, "The U.S. military admitting the downing of the reconnaissance drone on Yemen's west coast proves that the aggression carries a U.S. Zionist agenda." He said the U.S. has been involved in various crimes committed for the fifth year against our people. This was not the only incident that angered local residents in Yemen this week. Families of the victims of a Saudi airstrike on a Yemeni school bus, including Zaido Tayeb, who lost two sons in the attack, told Mint Press that the Trump administration's emergency authorization allowing a top defense firm the right to build high-tech bomb parts in Saudi Arabia is a gift to the Riyadh regime that killed their loved ones. Earlier this month, Trump granted Riyadh its very own bomb factory despite the Saudi clan's abysmal human rights record, prompting fear from Yemenis that the move will allow Saudi Arabia to reinforce its stockpile, which is already tens of thousands strong, and that the new weapons would not be used for their stated purpose of countering Iran, but instead would be dropped on Yemen. On August 10, 2018, Zaido Tayeb lost two of his sons, Ahmad and Ali, in a deadly school bus attack in Sada, northern Yemen, when Saudi warplanes dropped the U.S.-manufactured Raytheon Mark 82 bomb, killing 40 children. Saudi warplanes also used the Mark 82 in a 2016 attack on a funeral in the capital, Sana'a. That attack claimed over 140 lives and injured 525 others. The Large drones like the MQ-9 Reaper are usually shot down with the modified air-to-air missiles, such as the Soviet-made and infrared-guided R-27T. However, the MQ-9 shot down over Hodeida was downed by an advanced air defense system, colloquially dubbed the BARG Thunderbolt, which is a modified SA-6 surface-to-surface missile, according to a Yemeni military source who spoke to Mint Press on condition of anonymity owing to the sensitive nature of the subject matter. The Ansarullah Allied military has made significant strides in its air defense sector and has become a real threat to Saudi-led coalition and U.S. operations over Yemen. The system was created using reverse-engineered technology left behind by fleeing Saudi troops who often abandoned their high-tech U.S. weapons and from the wreckage of downed U.S.-made Saudi fighter aircraft, including the F-16. According to a Yemeni military source, the Yemeni army has already succeeded in reverse-engineering portions of the highly prized U.S. MQ-9 technology using the wreckage of downed drones. The MQ-9 can travel vast distances, be piloted from thousands of miles away, hover in the sky for hours, and unleash a fury of hellfire missiles. The existing arsenal of drones manufactured by Yemen's military has already yielded increased battlefield victories, including in a series of attacks on the Abha airport in Saudi Arabia. The fifth such attack on Abha came on Monday using Qasef K2 drone, following twin strikes on the same airport, and another airport in the neighboring province of Jizan using the same type of drone on last Friday. Last Monday's attack came a day after Saudi Arabia bombarded areas in Yemen's capital Sana'a and in northwestern Yemeni province of Hajja. The Abha airport was previously targeted by a cruise missile that brought a halt to air traffic in the area, marking a major leap in Yemen's domestic military capability, which had to that point been limited to retaliatory drone strikes on the kingdom, as it was not intercepted by Saudi Arabia's US-made Patriot and Time missile batteries. A military source told Mint Press that the attacks striking the airport control center at the Jizan airport and the fuel station at the Abha airport left both airports out of service. The main targets of the Yemeni army have been installations in Jizan, Najran, Abha, and Khamis, Mushayt, and a spokesman of the Yemeni armed forces said that such attacks will hit other airports if the Saudi bombardment and blockade of Yemen continues. Yemeni military forces have intensified retaliatory attacks on vital positions in southern Saudi territories over the past few days, citing Saudi Arabia's failure to comply with UN-brokered peace initiatives in Yemen. The Ansarullah also warned that airports in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates will be targeted as long as the embargo on the Sana'a International Airport remains in place. Meanwhile, a high-ranking diplomatic source told Mint Press that mediation efforts led by Britain are underway to stop the targeting of airports and vital installations in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Mohammed Ali Al-Houthi, the chairman of Yemen's Supreme Political Council, said Sana'a is ready to hold serious talks with influential countries to achieve fair peace. The Ansarullah have fully withdrawn their forces from three key ports in Hodeida in compliance with the UN-brokered Stockholm Agreement. Lieutenant General Michael Lagergaard, who heads the UN monitoring mission, confirmed on Thursday. The unilateral pullout from the ports in early May was the most significant advance yet for peace in the country. The Saudi-led coalition, however, has not taken any steps to indicate a serious desire for peace. Local residents believe attacks on Saudi-led coalition countries are the most effective way to bring these countries to the negotiating table.